Last month, Jefferson County commissioners met to review a settlement offer from creditors. Commission President David Carrington read the proposal to the chamber.
As the county is aware, these proposed rates have been made possible by the state's willingness to support a refinancing with a moral obligation.
Now, there's plenty more legalese and financial lingo. And while the commission rejected that specific offer, it does bring out a larger point. Any settlement would likely involve the state of Alabama and require approval by the state legislature.
Everybody wants this issue resolved.
State Representative Paul DeMarco is a Republican and co-chair of the Jefferson County Legislative Delegation. If the county commission reaches a deal and the governor calls a special session, eyes will turn to the local delegation to see what they think. DeMarco says despite the fatigue over the sewer debt, he'll still examine any settlement closely.
There's not going to be just a rubber stamp of any agreement. We're going to look at how it affects the citizens of Jefferson County.
Democratic State Representative Marika Coleman takes a similar view, but says there are sticky issues. A settlement could mean a new refinanced debt backed by the state. It might require new sources of revenue or shoring up Jefferson County's troubled general fund budget. And legislators don't necessarily agree on those things.
So we still have a lot of work to do in the delegation in order to make sure that that point happens.
The county delegation's Democratic co-chair, State Representative John Rogers, is already staking out his position. At a rally in Lynn Park on Thursday, he railed against any settlement which would raise sewer rates.
I can't stop the deal, but I can stop it when it comes to Montgomery. I'm going to try to stop it.
There's a reason agreement among Jefferson County lawmakers is key to a settlement. Birmingham Southern College political scientist Natalie Davis says legislators often take their cues from local delegations.
The general rule is that there is a kind of log rolling principle where if the county delegation is of one mind, then the legislature will go along with it. And then when their counties have business to conduct, that we would support them.
State Senator Tripp Pittman represents Baldwin County. That's about as far away as you can get from Jefferson County geographically. He says he'd prefer a solution be crafted without the state legislature. He does believe there would be resistance to the state backing new debt or raising new revenue. But Pittman is also skeptical that a Jefferson County bankruptcy would really be that detrimental to other parts of Alabama trying to borrow money.
You know, people that have money are looking for good investments. If other counties or the state have good credit ratings, they'll look at those cases on a, you know, individually, and they'll make those decisions accordingly.
Of course, right now there is no specific settlement. Jefferson County commissioners are still negotiating. Governor Robert Bentley's office has been involved, pushing to avoid bankruptcy. But if commissioners reach an agreement, only to watch the deal falter in the state legislature, Birmingham Southern's Natalie Davis says that raises an interesting question.
Who do you hold accountable for this kind of decision?
The five county commissioners, the Jefferson County delegation, all the state lawmakers in Alabama. In fact, it's possible one state senator could kill the plan. Davis says, though, accountability really only comes into play one way.
Folks are held accountable if and only if they get opposed in the next election. If you have no opposition, if just the newspapers don't like you or the folks at the downtown Rotary Club don't like you, that doesn't mean anything unless they live in your district.
Davis says if state lawmakers are kept informed of the details of a settlement, they'll probably go along with it. We'll just have to see what those details are as this latest deadline draws closer. For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.